Skagway officials have filed a lawsuit against the state redistricting board, claiming that it didn't follow state constitutional guidelines when it put the borough in a house district with Juneau's Mendenhall Valley. Skagway takes issue with Upper Lynn Canal communities being detached from their current house district that includes downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, and the community of Gustavus. The redistricting board opted to change Skagway's house district on their final redistricting map in early November. For about a decade, Skagway, Haines, and Clockwan have been aligned with downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, and Gustavus. But if the board's final decision holds, Skagway's house district will include Auk Bay and the Mendenhall Valley instead. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says the redistricting board ignored testimony from Skagway residents.
It was relatively obvious that the redistricting board did not listen to the overwhelming majority in this community to remain in the district we've been in, along with downtown Juneau. Not only that, but we had a unanimous assembly. We're very clear that they wanted to remain in the district.
Cremata says Skagway has far more in common with downtown Juneau than the Mendenhall Valley, which is a more modern sprawl around Juneau's airport.
Not only do we have, you know, an economy based on cruise ships, just like downtown Juneau, but we're also linked historically with downtown Juneau. A lot of the buildings that were built during the gold rush and, you know, historical buildings, and our histories are shared. We don't have any of that with the Valley.
In October, Skagway's assembly sent a letter to the redistricting board asking for a town hall meeting so that the concerns of residents could be heard. The board didn't come to Skagway but set up a Zoom meeting online. Skagway Assemblyperson Deb Potter was on that video call.
Every single person basically said the same thing, agreed with, you know, we have these socioeconomic common interests with downtown Juneau. Only one person spoke in favor of grouping us with the Valley and Auk Bay.
But when Potter went to look on the redistricting website for the minutes of that meeting, she says after hours of searching, she couldn't find any mention of those concerns.
I could not find one single bit of evidence that Skagway even ever gave testimony.
And so, under the direction of the borough manager, municipal staff, and the municipal law firm of Brenna, Bell, and Walker, crafted a lawsuit alleging multiple violations of redistricting code. Filed last Friday, the 10-page legal complaint alleges the map chosen by the board was never made available for public review or comment. It also calls the redistricting board's decision to change Skagway's district arbitrary and irrational. It goes on to list several common interests between Skagway and downtown Juneau that aren't shared by the Mendenhall Valley and Auk Bay. Skagway is not alone in its legal challenge of the redistricting board's final map. The city of Valdez, the Matanuska-Susitna borough, and individual plaintiffs in Anchorage are all challenging the new maps in court. Historically, legal challenges to redistricting maps are commonplace. The redistricting board will hold a meeting on December 15th, with legal challenges being addressed in a closed executive session. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.